What's up, y'all? My name is Alan Sheriff, aka Alan, the Sheriff of all things innovative, and this is the ATS Podcast. Here on the ATS Podcast, we talk about all things science, technology, and psychology related, and it's my hope that we're making the world a better place, one new episode at a time. So let's get into it. So today, I've decided to focus a bit more on the technology segment rather than the psychology segment. I wanted to sit down with one of my closest friends today and just have a conversation about how technology is impacting our lives, our culture, and just every other aspect. And so I thought, who better to really sit down and have a conversation with on this subject? He's even currently trying to write a book about it. He's trying to start projects around it. And I just want to kind of sit down and get his perspective on the matter today. So everybody, please join me in welcoming the man with the plan. He's one of the most creative people I've ever met. He's extremely awesome, and I'm extremely happy to have met him. Back to those community college days, we were really roughing and toughing it out and doing our thing, you know what I'm saying? So really happy to have met this man along the way. Everybody, please join me in welcoming Crone Heston. How are you doing this morning, man?
Hi, thank you for having me, and thank you for the wonderful introduction. I've never been introduced that way.
I'm trying to step my introduction game up, man. You know what I mean? Like, I got to give my friends the shine, you know, so I can't slack there. But yeah, man, again, it's really awesome to have you on today. I think we're going to have a really awesome discussion. We're going to be discussing the pros and cons of technology. So let's go ahead and jump into it. So I want to be able to get a bit clearer perspective of how you feel about the subject matter. So can you talk to me about some of the concerning developments that you've been seeing in society today that have led to your opinion on the matter? And what are some of the challenges that we face moving forward because of those developments that you've noticed?
Yeah, so as technology progresses, There are more and more issues with that. And I'll say it as it is, because look at last year, right? During the 2020 COVID pandemic, the new consoles came out. And there was a shortage of consoles, the PlayStation 5, and the Xbox Series X. And people just wanted to grab them. They wanted them so badly. But scalpers bought them first through their bots and are now reselling them for over double the price on the internet. Some are even going for up to like $25,000 for a PlayStation 5, which is ridiculous.
I was one of the people in the parking lots, man. Like, I was out there with my sword. Like, I was getting ready to go to war for one of those things. Yeah. So, no, I've just been struggling trying to get a graphics video card. I don't really even PlayStation 5 right now.
And people are addicted to these because the thing is, the method works for scalpers. People will buy them for double the price. And it's quite ridiculous. So it's showing a lot of fundamental flaws in the human mind, in the human psyche, about addiction. I gotta have the newest console. I gotta have the newest phone. I gotta have the newest whatever. I see that as a rising issue that's not getting enough attention as it should be. It's not about the violent video games, or it's about the addiction to technology. There are some people who will go to bed, quote unquote, go to bed, and they'll just lay in bed on their phone for like a few hours, losing time and sleep, doing whatever, watching YouTube, doing whatever with their phone. It's an addiction. I wouldn't even go as far as to say as this addiction can be as bad as an alcoholic addiction or a drug addiction.
I would, that's very interesting that you say that. I would push back just a teensy weensy bit because, you know, I have kind of a bias when it comes to how technology and psychology and science can have a positive impact on our lives. But when I focus on technology, the first thing that comes to my head when it comes to the bias I kind of have about it is it's all about the way in which we use it. And so the way in which we use it can help improve people's lives along the way. And so with the kind of pushback that I already had in my mind. I was thinking about the consumerism behavior when it came to taking in all of these different technologies that we see, you know, whether it be phones or whether it be, I don't know, dryers or washing machines and stuff like that. And it's like, we're not seeing ways in which we can, you know, recycle all of these products and stuff like that. But it's just the, oh, I want, because it's better for me if I use this product rather than this product that I was using like a long time ago, kind of like planned obsolescence. But
of course,
I was thinking to myself, it's kind of important that we consider how we're using technology along the way and how considerate we are with how we kind of being considerate along the way as to how we consume this technology, you know, and how we're using it in our lives, as opposed to technology kind of inherently being bad. So I guess I was kind of confused about where you, I mean, the addiction aspect I can definitely get. I mean, me, like, shoot, well, I've been going to therapy trying to get myself off of my phone. I find myself all over celebrities' accounts trying to figure out their business matter and trying to craft arguments while reading, you know, the comment sections, trying to figure out, oh, who's smarter? Like, who made the right decision? Oh, no, she dumped him for a good reason. He's an idiot. Like, all these crazy arguments that we start coming up with in our heads. And we don't realize that it's none of our business. So we should just stay out of it. So the addiction aspect, I can definitely understand. And some people would say, oh, well, you know, just blame the apps because, you know, they're the ones who are creating the algorithms and putting people's content on there for people to be able to see. And it's their own research when it comes to psychology to, you know, pulling people in and stuff like that. So I didn't know if you recognized the dichotomy and you kind of had a perspective on that as well.
You raise an interesting point, Alan. When I talked about the addiction part, I meant it in an extreme circumstances, in extreme circumstances, excuse me. But as technology is inevitable and it's part of evolution, wouldn't you say? Just look at the past in history. Like you said, we have washing machines now and drying machines. We had to do that by hand 100 years ago. Don't quote me on that though.
Would you like to? Are you currently washing your own clothes with your hands and drying them now? It's right out the window. But no, go ahead, continue.
So technology has definitely made things more accessible and life very, very much easier. Yeah. I mean, just look at us on a Zoom meeting. I'm comfortably in my room right now, and I'm assuming you're comfortably in your room right now. And if we didn't have a Zoom meeting, we would have to meet up in person to do this, in a foreign environment or an environment that's not suitable to this podcast. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Kind of like I recognize how I quickly recognize there how you pointed out that we're both having this conversation from the comfort and safety of our rooms while using this Zoom software. And it's kind of I don't want to say promoting because I don't know if that's a good word to use. But it's kind of, well, I guess I could use it for now. It's promoting that distance between us. So there's kind of like that there's also kind of like that interaction aspect that we don't really get as much, which kind of could be contributing to the problem. I guess I'm still kind of teetering a bit on how exactly, because for me, when I have conversations with a lot of people, I'm trying to figure out what exactly is it about technology that kind of ticks them off. And in my head, I'm thinking, is technology inherently bad, or is it the way that we're using it that we should be extremely careful about it? You know, what exactly is it that we're doing every single day in order to make sure that we're being responsible with it and that we're also holding certain individuals, certain companies accountable when it comes to, you know, the use and accessibility of this technology and what they're doing with it, you know, like these apps who literally have like a whole bunch of like psychological research that they use in order to literally keep people on these applications. And it is becoming very much of an addiction, but I guess it then becomes a question of, oh, whose responsibility is it and where should we be putting, Where should we be setting up, you know, guidelines and policies in order to prevent things from like this happening, and in order to help promote the well-being of the everyday individual in society? So I definitely think it's something for a lot of people to consider moving forward with regards to how we use technology, and, you know, how it ultimately permeates our everyday lives. But yeah, so I know that you're taking some time right now to work on your current book project. And I don't know if you wanted to kind of shed a little bit of light on that, if you'd like
sure.
to. But
yeah, though I will say I can only shed a little bit of light on that because I'm actually working on something else. And then I plan to work on to delve deeper into that project. So my idea for this book, and I can only give you really the general setting of it, is that there are two main nations. The North, which is full of technology, which is full of modern day to futuristic like weapons, like a society that's, think of it as a human society without all of the religious aspects that happened previously.
So is it like a sci-fi fiction type story?
Yeah, so this
awesome.
This only the North side though. The South, however, is all the opposite. They do not promote technology. So they're more into using wagons as opposed to like a flying vehicle. They use horses to get around. They use, they're more culturally founded. I'll explain it as like a sci-fi like kind of Western setting. Yeah. And these two nations do not get along whatsoever. Right. That's all I can give you.
that's all we get. I'm sitting here waiting for more. Like, please continue. I hope
that's
he forgets.
That's all I can give you.
I hope he forgets that he's not supposed to give us too much information about it. Like, so we can. Oh man, just I'm sorry. Please forgive my consumerist behavior. Like, I can't help it. I need more from you.
Right.
Don't make me come over your house, man. Driving me nuts.
I did want to mention back to what you said about technology irritating people. Because I thought of something, I thought that was very interesting that you said. Because technology, again, is supposed to make life much easier for us. So when it does make it easier for us, it makes it a little bit harder for us. It, of course, can get irritating, such as, let's say you're talking to Siri. Like, you know, you're trying to get home, but you don't know how to get home. So like, Siri, help me get home. And then Siri's like, okay, playing a song Home by the Beatles. Or so, you know, something like that. And you're just like, what? No.
Does she usually make the... like,
not
is that
Siri.
A usual...
No, not Siri. I personally have an Android, and I miss my Siri. Siri would always be there for me. Bixby, that's the AI that's on my phone. It's not a good AI. She doesn't even listen to me. So I'll be like, hey, yeah, there's nothing.
Wait, you're saying your technology doesn't listen to you. So you have personal beef with your technology, which has shaped your perspective. And because technology has wronged you, but not me, you got personal beef. Oh man, you can't do that.
Well, again,
won't listen to me, but she listens to Alwyn.
When you're with your audio issue, it's just like easier.
Good point. But, good point. You make a good point.
Did you feel irritated?
But I like to have conversations with my audio software. You know, I like to be. I like to rub. You know that. The head of my computer, please work for me today. I promise I'll treat you well. You'll rest for the next couple of weeks and then I'll use you again. You know, that's the difference between me and you. I have conversations with my technology.
Well,
you know,
my technology won't have conversations.
I help them feel better because it doesn't like you. It doesn't like you. But no. But no, like on a serious note. So that actually makes me want to ask the question, though. Do you have like any real serious personal anecdotes that have led to the perspective that you have today about technology? What are some of the things that you've seen in your life or have probably occurred in your family life, if you're willing to speak on it, that you've seen that has helped you realize maybe technology isn't as good as it appears to be?
Well, for one thing, having Zoom calls for classes, because back in 2020, I was a senior and I was graduating, or not graduating. What was I doing in 2020? I was doing something. Yeah, I was a junior, or no. I was a junior and, you know, Zoom classes and all that. And it's boring. It really is compared to being in person. Because I can go ahead and have a Zoom meeting like this with you right now. And I can go ahead and go on another browser right now and go shopping. Of course, I'm not, because you can see your reflection in my glasses, but. So it just makes.
I can very clearly too. I'm just now realizing that. That's wild. But go on.
So, and people with learning disabilities like myself, that's very, very, very difficult compared to being in person where you're just, there's more of a human interaction there.
You kind of don't like how sometimes technology has a tendency to distract people from really being able to have that real human connection, that real interactive experience with another human being that helps strengthen the bond. And so kind of like how technology kind of has a negative impact on our lives in many types of ways, but distractions are one of the core. Are you starting to feel like distractions are at the core of why technology itself might be pretty difficult to work with over time? And in which case, it kind of forces me to ask you the question then, what are some of the positives that you see about technology? And if you can't find any positives, well then, what are some of the things that we can do to help mitigate the negatives of technology and kind of make it work a lot easier for everyone, especially for individuals like yourself?
Well, there are obviously positives to technology, but we're social creatures. We desire that human interaction. I mean, you could say that we're desiring that human interaction right now between us. This Zoom meeting, yeah. I'm sorry, what was the rest of your, and you threw me like a bunch of questions.
No, I was wondering if you personally could recognize some positives that you've seen from technology that you've liked so far, and whether or not those positives, if you can't find any positives, what are some of the negatives that you think we could work on in order to make sure that technology works for all of us?
Well, the basic functions of the phone, such as texting and phone calls, oh my gosh, they're a lifesaver. Oh my gosh. Because you could go ahead and meet up with, let's say you meet up with a friend and you plan to go out on a Friday night. And one of you only shows up. If you don't have that phone,
it's a wrap.
Right. You're like you. This friend could have been in a car accident, but the friend that's there at the bar for Friday night is like, man, this guy ditched me, or like he ghosted me. And I've known him since the college days, Alwin, like you.
Yeah, that could have been me, man. That could have been anybody. Like, I guess the thing that I'm trying to work with here in my mind is, the real question is, how bad can technology get for us? Right? I'm trying to look for that from your perspective, maybe address that a little bit. How bad can technology get for us before it's too late? And what can we do to kind of not make it as bad for us in the future? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you feel like we're literally going towards an abyss. We're literally, like, as a civilization on our way towards an abyss, and, you know, we're just going to fall off the cliff. Like, do you feel like there's a doomsday coming because of...
because doomsday.
Yeah, like, do you imagine a doomsday event? Like, and I don't know.
One word did strike out to me, and that's replaceable. Just look at stores, grocery stores right now. They're replacing clerks, cashiers. So technology has the potential to replace us for, I won't say our worth, because each human being is undoubtedly worthy, no matter what they've done. But it's replacing us. And in your words, it would be a slow doomsday is arising.
That's funny, though, because think about it. Do you like to work, man? I mean, wouldn't you want technology to take your job? Like, I'll just be celebrating in the streets. Like, yeah, I can finally focus on my passions. Well, are we going towards a doomsday? Or are we going towards a utopia? All right. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how can that doomsday not spell happiness for you?
Well, wouldn't you look at you, right? You're doing what you love right now. And there are some people who right now do not like what they're doing at all. They don't love it at all. And there are some people who do, and that want to work and want to get out there. I'm characterizing myself right now, but anyway, there are some people who just want to, I'll even go as far as say as all people want to do meaningful things in their lives. And, you know, maybe going to work isn't as meaningful as one would think, but you could change somebody's day. If somebody's having a bad day and you just be polite and be nice, you can think back and look and see, like, wow, that person was really nice to me. And then that kindness is then transferred and shared. And it's like a virus, kindness. It just goes ahead and just infects. Like, once one person has it, everybody goes and gets it.
Yeah.
Like for example, I was at, and I know this will shock your viewers, I was at a McDonald's drive-thru one time, all right? It's not as bad as it make it sound. And I was talking to the cashier, and she told me that a person in front of me paid for my meal. And that inspired me to then pay for the person who's behind me. And the cashier said that this was a trend that started since her shift started. And I asked her how long she's been working there since her shift started. And she said at least 3 hours.
I'm starting to kind of catch on a bit more to what you're saying. It's like the congregational aspect. It's like it instead of ripping people apart, you know, without technology, we're kind of brought together, and we're able to have these experiences with one another and be able to do nice things for one another. So it's like the human element is kind of missing. I definitely understand that. At the same time, I feel like there are ways in which, you know, you can help bring people together with technology, but yeah, I guess we're just going to have to see what happens. We'll see what happens to society. I mean, I'm not sure what's going to happen. Shoot, I don't even know if, like, we're going to be able to have Zoom meetings. You know, our future could look like, you know, the Terminator. you know, where we're just hiding underground and just trying to fight off robots. And I'll probably see you one day and you'll probably be like, I told you.
Like, we'll see each other. We'll be like, even before the podcast, we were introducing ourselves like, I haven't seen you since the war. Or we're going back to that war right now.
We're going back to the war. It's like a vicious circle. Humanity never learns its lessons. Well, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you for coming on the podcast today. It's really awesome always speaking to you. Do you want to tell people a little bit about where they can find you if you have some social media?
Oh my gosh, you're giving me the chance to promote my social media.
Why not? This is the benefits of technology.
I doubt people would be interested in like seeing my posts or whatever. That is completely fine.
Nowhere? You have nowhere at all? All right. What about Facebook?
I'll send you the links and you can put in like the description below. All right.
Tell them you're at. Like, do you at least have your at?
I'm not hip like that. All right. I'm not hip like that.
Oh man, you've been off the grid for a while. You've just been doing your thing. You're just like, forget technology.
I'm a person that keeps to myself. And if you like me, then go ahead and, I'll follow each other and we're friends. And then we can talk to each other and we can see what we're up to. But I don't post anything on my social media, Salwin. I've been thinking about deleting them.
This man is minding his own business. He does not care about celebrity gossip or anything. Like, I like that. I like that. Myself. You're going to find me in the forest eating berries with this man. But nah, again, thank you so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Everybody, Crone Heston, thank you for coming. Thank you, man. Thank you. This was fun. I love this.